Blog Talk Radio.
They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poet's part. Bright light, city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow gas and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ate 15 minutes to move at 7. Pure snow, bag it and watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball or the strap, learn the rap or the jack. Fuck it, man, in the meantime, go ahead and pump a pack. This my Regal Royal flow, my James Bond bounce. That 007, that 62 on my count. I'm an undercover liar, I lie under the covers. Look a bitch in the eyes and tell her, baby, I love it. You're my inspiration, you're my motivation. You're the reason that I'm moving with no hesitation.
They say this is a big rich town. Yeah, I just come from the poet's part. Bright like city lights, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down.
Welcome, everybody. What's going on? Future's brightest stars. And who do we got on the phone right now? We got the man of the hour.
Now I'm speaking to the man of the hour right now. What's good?
SKOOB to the one. Scoob one. What's going on? Got the host
up,
PR. Got the host Scoob one. Yo, everything is great. How are you? How's everything?
Can't complain, man. Can't complain.
Everything's
good.
That's what's up. You saw this episode of Power? Power episode 406. New man.
You know, I have to start it back out with. Your man Ghost getting out of jail. He out the bing.
He got a fresh shower, sleeping in the bed.
Yeah, but everything wasn't all peachy though. Everything wasn't all peaches and cream. Because when he was in the bed, Tasha, he didn't wake up next to Tasha. And then he had a nightmare too.
Yeah, he had a flashback, one of those flashback nightmares. That's when you know when real life happens, when you're in your dream and then you start dreaming about life again, and you're like, oh snap! Like I thought that was a dream, but you're in your dream. But then it was real life. That was crazy. Right there.
And he couldn't escape it, yo. Exactly how you just said it.
I think the reason why, because I think with that case, he usually kills like his, he murdered his victims with a gun and far away, so he doesn't have to be. This one was brutal. Like that was literally manslaughter. Like he the blood splattered on him. He crashed somebody's skull. It was like that was just
very
a lot right there.
Yep. Well, yeah,
and,
he woke up out of cold sweats with that.
Good. That was that. And then when he woke up, you said yeah, Tasha wasn't there. Tasha said that she slept in children's room, right?
I didn't specifically catch what she said, but that could be possible.
Yeah, because
sure,
he asked her, where did you sleep at last night? And she looked at him, but the way she responded, I'm not sure if I really believe her, because she said, oh, I slept in the children's room. And I was like, yeesh. Like, I'm not sure, because you could have snuck out and did your thing and then came right back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. So, yeah, that's shaky. But, see, of course, I don't blame her if she didn't sleep next to her. You know, but
yeah, she...
Maybe she said, I don't forgive her. All the way.
She's not feeling him right now, you know, but I had kind of mentioned that, too. It's like, that's the key word, right now, she's not feeling him. But she's still dealing with him. I was just bugging because right after that, then he wanted to have that discussion with her in the kitchen, right. And then he started telling her about you know, like he said something that that Angela said, and it's coincidental because she said it on her own.
And what
he said was, "I wish Angela never came to the club that night, but I can't change."
And then, she said that shit. She said the same thing to Proctor. She said it to Proctor and Tasha, as a matter of fact. The same thing, basically. I wish I never met James that night. If it makes you feel any better.
Wow. But for some reason, I don't know why everyone is thinking that like they have some kind of conspiracy, but it makes perfect sense why they both would say it. You know?
Right. Exactly. But we don't skip that apart. Ghost is getting ready in the morning, put the suit on or whatever, and he called Tommy.
Oh, yeah. He definitely called Tommy. What did he tell Tommy?
Yeah. You know what he always says when he come back or when it's something happen and then he got to make his little comeback or whatever. He's like, Tommy, I need to speak to you. Something big. It's always something big. Like, it's always like seems like a heist type thing, type ordeal.
Yeah, he had to make it sound like that because he was expecting to hear from Tommy probably a little while after when he came out. So like just like he was expecting the children to be there, he was expecting like, you know, a little not a reunion but a welcome home party or something like that.
Right.
Nobody was there for him. Because like Tasha said earlier, she was like, "Hey, you know, everybody's been through a lot, so they need a break right now."
He put an immense toll on him.
Yeah, that
doing
that right so, there, that's a lot because you got to remember he went in and I don't know, even though that's in TV world, he was in there for 5 episodes, so that's 5 weeks in TV world. That probably was happening in a month's time or something like that. So it probably was a month that he was in there.
Yeah, real time. Yeah. You're just saying.
Yeah.
Well, so Tommy wasn't there for him because he had his own specific, you know, business or stuff to handle. He finally met up with Chicago. He went to go see Chicago.
Patar in Chicago. Patar, Chicago, and we got the new person in there, the leader of the organization in Chicago, Jason.
Yes, Jason. Jason was in on. He was connected to Milan. Jason was getting money with Milan back then.
Yeah, they was making definitely a lot of money and stuff like that. But like they made the introduction to Tommy, and then they told Tommy, "We need you to cut ties with Ghost, and we need you to get ready to expand because we want you to take care of the LA side. We want you to take care of both coasts, LA, Los Angeles, and the East Coast." So, you know, that was a big opportunity for Tommy. So Tommy, like, sort of agreed. And then Tommy thinking that, you know, okay, that's it. I'm getting ready to go home. And then Jason is like, no, stay. We want you to stay.
You know,
what are we going to do in Chicago style?
Right. Have a celebration in Chicago style. Tommy took the bait. I mean, he was kind of forced. His hand was kind of forced because he was by himself. But the bait and went there, and then what he did was stupid. He started complaining about he started boasting about Milan's you know, sudden death and the job that he did with that, him and Ghost.
Yeah, he had to.
Cool.
He kept asking, I just wanted to know why you signed off on killing him, Milan, and then it was like, well, you know, Milan does things his own way, you know, his time was about to come. It's like he was
right,
getting
exactly.
done.
Exactly. So yeah, he tried to make it seem like, you know what I'm saying? He tried to pick Jason's brain apart. And in turn it backfired because he kinda like alluded to something to Jason. I mean, Jason got him drunk and versus history, put him in the trunk of the car. And that was that. Tommy's having a good time too.
Yeah, he was definitely, because they gave him that drink that I don't know how he pronounced it, but Tommy was having me rolling when he kept saying when he said JJ, hey, like he just brought it back, and I was just watching Tom's a little bit earlier, so that was funny to me. Tommy's a comedian, like he definitely makes it funny to me.
He definitely is funny, very funny. So they take them to the. He drove to some abandoned place in the woods, deep in the woods. They had a grave. Ooh. They had a dig, grave already digged. And your boy is there.
Patar
shows up. Before he, why are you here? Like, what involvement do you have in this?
Yo,
and then what's your boy do? Tell him what your boy did.
Patar's a slob bucket. Patar's like, oh, I didn't know that Tommy had a rival gang come in and kill Milan. I had nothing to do with this. This guy's looking. He's looking at everybody straight lying.
Straight lying on top.
You seen Tommy?
Like you ain't
Tommy.
Had a. Oh, he's yeah. Tommy, and look in that situation. Tommy was. You know what I'm saying they had Tommy hemmed up. Tommy was tired of it. He had to do whatever they said. But in that situation, Tommy really wanted to go at Patar. He didn't care who would have gotten in the way of that.
He didn't care about Jason. He didn't care about the two henchmen. He even seen the lady come out. I know he was figuring something out. He was like, oh, man. You know, I thought that lady was the lady that was with Milan. But I think that was another lady for some reason. It's not the same lady.
Yeah. But no, she was with Milan. She was in one of the rooms. She had to be. So she recognized Tommy when Jason went to go ask her about, you know what I'm saying, who, I guess he asked her who to believe. And she picked Tommy. There had to be a reason. She probably saw him somewhere or whatever.
You seen how Tommy kept looking. I mean, Tommy kept having a reminiscing, like he was reminiscing
about.
Yeah,
flashback. Yo, look, we talking about flashbacks, and they started doing it. Remember we were talking about that last episode or stuff like that?
Yeah, like how they don't do it at all.
They don't do it at all, and then they picked it up. That's crazy. I guess, that was a recommendation or whatever.
Yeah, I think they're starting to notice that, like, the fans are starting to say it. But I like the way they've been doing it. You know, it's been working. Like, whatever formula they've been using, these writers is ill. Like, you know, we can't give enough credit to these writers. I mean, it goes to the actors too, and the directors, and all of those the producers and everyone. It just but it all starts with the writing. Because once you have good writing, everybody gets on board and everyone believes in the project.
And that's exactly what happened. But and then so Patar, they find out Patar's lying. They hit up Patar. The dig is already ditched. The ditch is already digged, dug up. So all they had to do was roll them in. Yeah, you get rid of sand. So that was that. But on the other side of that, Lakeisha is looking for Tommy, and Lakeisha meets up with Tasha to talk about their situation.
Oh yeah,
and
Lakeisha keeps asking too many questions. She keeps talking about she wants to get out the game, and she doesn't want her shot to be used.
Yep. She won't get clipped. Yeah. Somebody gonna hit her. She gotta take it easy. And then Tasha's looking for Tommy because she wants to keep Lakeisha, you know what I'm saying, under wraps. She doesn't want her to explode and dip off.
Oh yeah, she's concerned because she knows that Lakeisha is the weak link. She's the weak link. She's scared of all of this stuff. You know, she wants to be a part of it, but she definitely doesn't want the drama. So when it's all good, she's all there. But then when it's not all good, she's quick to be like, oh, this person, that person, well, what else?
Right. So, like, I'm out. I'm done.
And but, yeah, when you're dealing in situations like that, everybody has to be on board. You see, one person, like going back to the last episode, if one person would have dropped the ball, Ghost would have been in there. That would have been it. Like, it would have been problems for everybody. But you see how everybody remained cool and they kept telling everybody, yo, listen, they're trying to rattle you. They're trying to stop you. They're trying. All you got to do is just maintain what you've been doing. If you continue doing what you've been doing, we're going to get through this. But if you get scared, everybody was concerned. Look, even Tasha was like, oh, my goodness. He's talking about they're going to take the kids? And you took a deal without consulting me?
Right. And Tasha was not playing, man.
Luckily, if Silva didn't call James to the stand last episode. I know we're going back last episode, but we got to get back on this one. But if Silva didn't call James to the stand, Tasha was going to reveal everything. She was going to tell Silva about the shop being used as a laundromat. Huh?
You think so?
Think so, because remember she started thinking about it. And then,
right.
And then because in last episode she had Silva was like, what were you going to ask me before Angela took the stand and all this stuff?
Yeah, I remember that.
He was like, oh, nothing. Yeah, never mind. It's okay. It's good.
It's okay.
She was about to give it up. Whereas, remember, this season is still not done. Somebody's going to flip on Ghost. Somebody least expected. It could be Tommy again, because, Tommy's in the run. But now that this thing that happened, Ghost and Kanan going
Kanan might be out of the picture.
Yeah,
Kanan might be out of the picture.
Kanan, you know what I realized? Kanan is going to go right back. He's going to go, before we even get there, but Kanan is going to go, he's going to go right back to that place where that girl that healed him, you remember that girl that healed him, the nurse?
Yeah.
The nurse that used to be with Jukebox?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to go right back to her. Because that's nobody knows. The only person that knows that where he's at over there would probably be Dre. But
right.
I know we're jumping all over the place.
Yeah,
you don't know
too many people, yeah. So Kanan definitely going to be, he definitely going to be low-key. We're going to find out what happened with that. But that I didn't see that alliance coming, though. That alliance between Ghost and Kanan, and that's a pivotal part in the show, pivotal moment.
That was only short lived. There's nothing holding him back. Maybe the only person that might hold him back would be Tariq, but Tariq is feeling a certain type of way. So now probably if Kanan does come back, Kanan is gonna probably expect Tariq to look out for him now. But I don't think Kanan is going to come right back anytime soon or anything like that.
He could go disappear for a minute. Kanan definitely out the picture for a good second.
Yeah, he definitely was. Because he got to get his thoughts together, and it was too much. And he just did something that, I know we're going to get to that part. He did something big. But, let's go back to Tommy real quick. Tommy was heading back to New York. And Tommy made a stop in Cleveland, remember? And he went to Hollywood.
Made that big stop. Big stop, man. That was a crazy part in the show too, man. Made that stop, with the house. Yep.
Yeah, he sees a man, and the man is going into a open house.
Yep.
Holly's uncle.
Yep. And I think. What do you think? He recognized the face, or he just knew the name?
I think he recognized the face. I think he recognized the face, and he probably know the name. I don't know how Tommy gets to do, because Tommy got so much on his plate, but then Tommy still has time to find out little
to do
things.
Stuff.
Yeah,
he fixed
little
old problems like.
And Holly's uncle used to do the the unthinkable, the unbelievable, the most disgusting thing. The Felipe Lobos, man. Oh, disgusting. Like, these guys are
forbidden. The Felipe Lobos, man.
These guys is crazy. I don't even understand, but you know the thing is that, like, these subjects that they touch on, pause. I didn't even mean to say it like that, but these subjects that they talk about, these are real life situations, and real life things that people bury. They bury, they just bury away. They don't even want to deal with those things. So, when it comes,
like the
when
guy
it comes,
had the audacity to say. Holly's uncle had the audacity to say, "Oh, she wanted it. She wanted me."
And some girls move faster.
Move faster.
Yeah.
Like what?
Holly uncle raped her. Raped her when she was 9 years old. Disgusting.
Yep.
Like it's the worst thing that any
and
human
cousin
being
too.
Can do to another human being. Yeah, and he
and
got two daughters
too.
Oh, the cousins!
Yep.
Wow, yeah.
Her cousins,
but, you know,
the daughters. Yep.
Tommy did something where he made it up to Holly in his own way. You know, he wanted to tell Holly, "I love you, I miss you."
Right.
And he told her. He told it in his own way by killing the uncle. So I beat.
Yeah,
uncle
man, him. That's a deep breakdown right there.
He just went to Uncle Ted and talk about, "You should have touched her."
You see the spit flying everywhere and all that.
I thought that was gonna be Jason. I thought that he was beating up Jason when I seen that clip.
Yeah.
But you know,
Tommy began in a lot of trouble on the low the past 2-3 weeks, man.
Cause Tommy got a lot of things going on, man. Like this. with the death. Like, not only did Holly kill the one woman that he felt like he was gonna make a family connection with, he killed his potential child, whether it was gonna be a boy or a girl, you know. And
it's crazy. Yeah.
Tommy, like they all grew up dysfunctional. Tommy grew up dysfunctional. I think Ghost grew up dysfunctional, even though Ghost was just bad. He was just very, very bad. Kanan, you heard what Kanan said. Kanan was like,
Kanan definitely.
He said, I've never been good. Like, I've never been good. Like, I didn't grow up like that, you know? So, you could already tell. Like, again, Kanan is not the bad guy here. Kanan, you know what you're going to get from Kanan. It's Ghost. Like, you seen how Jukebox was like, "Oh, look at you dressing up in a suit trying to play the part now."
Sure.
And Kanan, Ghost was like, "Listen, I didn't do nothing to you. I never did anything to you." no matter what I did to anybody else, that's everybody else. But you, I never violated you. I never did anything to you.
Right.
Yo, Kanan, No, what you saying? Go ahead.
I said we've seen how pivotal that alliance was, though, with Ghost and Kanan. And it started, you see how it started to form. Like, the chemistry started to build after they had the talks. They were talking in the car, and they went to do the robbery. So they were being, you know what I'm saying, two men, and they were in and out, no problem. Yeah. Got the money. And then Kanan asked Ghost, he's like, "Yo, what were you thinking? He said, "Yo, it was either I kill you or I put you on the inside." He said, "You was my brother, I wasn't going to kill you." Said, "Wow." And then Kanan's eyes lit up. He's like, "That lit up." You see the expression in his face. He's like, "So he just made a bad decision."
Yeah,
he said, "You killed me."
Yeah, had you had killed me, we would have never been, you would have never been in this situation.
Exactly.
Which is almost kind of true, but I'm not sure because it was too much going on. And, we forgot to talk about this pivotal scene too, Julio. Oh man,
rest in peace, Julio.
Rest in peace to the character Julio. Like, man, that thing really—he was there for all 4 years, the most loyal soldier that both Tommy and him And
yeah,
Dre gotta go. I don't like Sandoval, Mike Sandoval. I don't like him. I don't like Mike Sandoval. I don't like Dre, and I don't like there's one more character that pisses me off every time I see them. They gotta go.
Oh, Mark? Man.
No, not Mark. I'll get it. But Dre messed up. Dre, he really messed up. He can't stay there anymore.
Dre's a sucker. Yeah. He's been playing everybody. I think he's gonna flip on Ghost, and Ghost is gonna have something in for his ass. Kanan might even help. Kanan might help Ghost out get Dre, because I don't know if Kanan like Dre either.
No, Kanan knows that he has to do things to Dre to make Dre stay in line. Because if you give Dre too much freedom, look what Dre did. You know, everybody trusts Dre. And look what Dre
right.
did. Dre wants to be distro. And now that, you know, again, I wonder what was the plan that him and Dre talked about. Because remember, they was talking in the room. And
Cristobal? Oh, Kanan.
Dre Kanan. And Cristobal. But Dre and Kanan also. Dre was telling Kanan how, hey, I need you. I'm going to need you.
It was definitely something with something that involved with Ghost.
Oh, we got a guest caller alone. We got a guest caller online. Hello, guest caller.
You.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Ashanti.
Yeah.
Hi. How are you? Thank you for calling.
Wake up, man.
Huh?
Good person we got on the line. Everyone, this is Ashanti, all Ashanti. Oh, we got her on the line right now. Oh, this is great now.
Nothing much.
So you watch Power. Right?
Yeah.
How you talk about the episode?
It was just a lot that happened in, like, an hour for me. Like, the most standout thing to me was how Kanan and Ghost kind of compromised and worked together. So it kind of felt like they was reminiscing about stuff that they used to do back in the day.
So you just picked up right where we left off, too. We were just talking about Kanan and Ghost.
Yeah, so that was one of the things that really stood out. And how Julio died, like, that hurt me.
Yeah, Julio, man.
He was like the medium, like.
How do you feel about Dre?
I just feel like he just needs to die now.
Well, you wanted Julio
to
die?
We got a popular consensus.
Huh?
You wanted Julio to go away?
No, Dre.
Or Dre. We all have the same opinion right now. We all feel the same way. Dre's really a sucker. That's the truth in the matter at hand. And he needs
he's
to be taken out.
Yeah, he's just a waste of a person, honestly, at this point.
Well,
he's not like that.
I said he ain't definitely like that. We gotta talk about this pivotal part right now. Yeah, we gotta get to the good part. Jukebox, Kanan, and Ghost, and Tariq, all four of them in that Queens house, in the house in Queens. What did you think about it, Ashanti, real quick? And then right there, you take your scoop.
I felt like it was just really awkward. Like, it was just a big decision between life and death, honestly. Like, that's what I got from in the house. So she was going to do something shiesty if Kanan never killed her. So it was really just like a 50-50 chance.
Kanan alluded to, when Kanan was talking to Ghost outside of before they went in, he said, yo, once Jukebox get the money, there's no telling what she might do. She definitely going to shoot Tariq. after she
gets
the money.
It's over.
She ain't care. She wanted the money and the power and the respect, all that. So she wanted to end Tariq and hurt Ghost as much as possible. But Kanan, you know what I'm saying? When all that chemistry they built, Kanan and Ghost, it helped out. So Kanan tipped off Ghost, and Ghost made his decision. But Kanan was actually the real MVP in that situation. Kanan looked out.
If you two were Kanan, right, would you have given Ghost a loaded gun?
Yeah. It's like the, honestly, it's like an oxymoron, though. Like, at the end of the day, that was your day one from day one. Like, y'all might not like each other, but, like, you always going to have to look out regardless. That's how I see it.
Right. And that's exactly what happened. They built their camaraderie back. They got it back to where it needed to be. And they was up cooking. And he said, yo, you better take this banger. And I know you're not going to shoot me with it.
That's true.
I was weak when he was like, oh, she was around little nigga Tariq. I'm like, nah, what is going on?
That actress, I love that actress even more. Anika.
Moni Rose, yeah.
Oh my goodness, man. She just upped it.
That was just so weird for her to act like that. Like, it was just weird. I've never seen her do a part. Like, all her, like, roles are literally sad or depressing role.
Yeah, so it's like a pattern, yeah. And she had a bad childhood too.
Yeah. But she went into the character. The last time I seen a character play that good was probably like when I first saw Tupac play Bishop in the movie Juice. So just seeing her play Jukebox, and she made that character evil. Like, and you could even see it, like, when Kanan told Ghost, he was like, he said, who has my son right now? And he said the meanest person that you ever know. She likes Poom Poom, but she doesn't have a heart. And he looked at her and he was like, oh, you mean Jukebox? Like
Ghost was shook, huh? Because he knew the history, he knew shit, cop. And you know what's up, bro.
Like,
she ain't for no play.
Oh, and if you look back at it, look at Lobos. He wasn't scared. He was scared of Lobos, but he knew that Lobos was a millionaire. Lobos had more money. Milan was secretly studying him, so that concerned him too. But Jukebox really knew him.
Jukebox was dangerous. Remember we was talking about the most dangerous?
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
Jukebox was number one most dangerous, and they got her out. So who's most dangerous now? Who's up there?
The person where nobody is looking at. If you ask me, I don't think that this is a spoiler, because this is my opinion, but it's going to be Tasha. Tasha is the most dangerous out of all of them. Now that we got rid of Jukebox.
How you feel about that, Shanti?
Shanti?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
How you feel who do you think is the most dangerous power?
I would say Tasha, too. Like, she's in the middle, and everybody's surrounding her in a way. Like, she has control over many situations because she has to foresee them before, like, a lot of decisions are made, whether it's about the nightclub, whether it's about her kids or Tommy, her friend Keisha, like, she's really calling the shots.
And she got this guy, Silver, liking her. Silver is liking her. Nobody sees it coming. And already everyone knows that Ghost and Tommy, they can go back and forth. And already Tommy attempted to flip on Ghost, but he couldn't do it. But Tasha's the only person that never had a real problem with Ghost, but has been holding it in. She's been holding it in, holding it in, holding it it in. So she could bust at any moment. And now that Jukebox is out the way, I think that, you know, she could be the next person that's going to be like, oh, you know what, that's it.
That's it. When she call the shot, whatever she say, go. Like you just said, like, if it's going to pop, it's going to pop on her watch.
I found out a little tidbit. I didn't know Kanan, his last name was Star. He was like, my name is Kanan.
Yeah, that was some good information right there.
Mm-hmm.
Kanan Star.
you see, the thing about
Star.
What I like about this show, everything is in the details, so that's why you can't watch it only one time. Like, you can watch it one time, but if you watch it one time, you got to really watch it intensely. That means that you can't even go on your phone. Like, because
right.
If you go on your phone, you will miss a detail or two. So you got to watch it. And if you're not watching it intensely, you got to watch it at least a couple of times, you know. So it's building up. It's building up to be something good. What do you think is going to happen next week?
You just stole my thought.
I'm trying to think. Oh, my gosh. I feel like I don't even know. Like, I can't really guess something because there's always something the complete opposite that happens every time I think of it. I really honestly, I don't even know.
So I think, I'm saying Tommy coming back from New York. He's going to speak with Teresi. That's gonna lead to a whole different atmosphere.
Oh yeah.
I think Teresi is gonna be connected with Jason somehow. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm reaching right now, but Jason might have a hand in the Teresi business too. So, I'm saying Ghost is trying to get back into the thick and fold of things. He's gonna find out Julio's gone. Dre's gonna get handled by Tommy.
Dre's done. Like, he's done.
Yeah. Tommy is not playing with Dre, man.
But they need
and
to
he's gonna be tight once he find when he gets the job about Julio. Like, y'all set him up.
Yeah.
Like,
but Tommy didn't really like Julio. But I want to see if he's gonna really honor his defense or if he's gonna like go through it.
I feel like Tommy didn't really like Julio because Julio always made sense. Like, he thought theoretically. Like, he thought about the pros and the cons of the situation. And, you know, Tommy is his way or no way. So I felt like that's why he really did not like Julio like that.
And he felt like Julio was like baby by Ghost. So he wasn't fucking with that. He's like, nah, I'm not. I wasn't feeling that. But yo, Power next week gonna be fire.
What do you guys think of Sandoval and Angela? Because Sandoval and Angela are going to be, they're going to be interacting.
Eventually, Angela is definitely going to find out. And she's going to be the one to find out, of course, that Sandoval.
She's so dumb, but
Sandoval is a problem.
He's just so dumb.
Ashanti does not like Angela. I think I was talking to you real quickly, Ashanti. What did you think about Lakeisha? I know you don't like
Lakeisha. She's just miserable, and I just feel like she just doesn't like her life like that. Like, she just has to. I feel like she has to look at Tasha for confirmation. Like,
that's a fact.
Can I do this or can I wear this? And I feel like she's just, you know, like, from season one, she's been jealous of Tasha. But it's just, like she's just, I feel like she's just so lonely. She doesn't have any kids and stuff like that. So I feel like she's reaching that age where, like, life is really starting to hit her. Like, I don't have anything but that shot. And it's with Tasha. I don't have anything by myself. So she's miserable.
And plus, Tasha has money. I don't know. Every time money comes into play, people always, like, they bow down to people with money. Like, I know it's cool, but she definitely, like you just said that. That's a good point that you just said because she always does look at Tasha for confirmation to see what's okay.
Especially
what's not
as a female.
Right.
Yeah, she doesn't have too much confidence in herself. She's definitely not going to be on some, yo, you know what, forget you and your money. I don't care.
Yeah.
This is what I think. But she's getting frustrated.
I see her getting knocked over at the end of the season if Tommy doesn't stay with her. If Tommy isn't keeping a close eye on her.
She's probably
going to
end up being killed too, sooner or later.
I don't want Tommy to do it. Tommy got too much.
Tommy's not gonna do two. He already did one. I don't think that haunts him for the rest of his life. So I don't think he's gonna do another.
I'm looking at Tasha's face right now, and Tasha's getting annoyed. Tasha might do it.
Tasha might knock off her friend.
She might, because she found out that Tommy killed Holly, and it hurt her, but you know, life went on. Like, I mean, I don't want to make it sound that diminishing, but what do you think?
As a relationship problem.
I just feel like Holly was just really vindictive. So I know, like, that was Tommy's first love or whatever, but like, I don't know. Like, if I was him, I really wouldn't have felt as bad, because she just wanted you to herself. Like, she wasn't thinking of you as a human and you having several different relationships with other people. So at the end of the day, like, she had to go anyway.
You're speaking about Holly like Jason was speaking about Milan right now. Like, that time was coming. She was gonna leave anyways. You know, she was gonna get out of the show.
This is what scares me about this show. I swear. Do you know what people do? I'm looking on the timeline. I look everywhere. I look at comments. People be like, "Oh, I don't like this character. Kill him. Kill him. Kill her. I don't like it." Like,
no, that's me.
People keep thinking that the life is just replaceable. Like, hey, I don't like this character, kill him. Yeah, this character got to go.
I don't know, but that's
a person's life. You know what I mean? Like, they really bringing out the evil in people's hearts. That's what this show is doing.
Yeah, because it's just so real. Like, I feel like I know these people.
Yeah, it's so polarizing because they built the characters up. So it forces you to pick a side.
Like a couple episodes ago, I wanted Tyreek gone, but I
really have too much disdain for Tyreek. Tyreek was cool. He was young.
No, Tyreek was dumb. Like,
he was young. He was young. That's not his fault. Look,
he was being mad, being at his sister.
Kanan messed him up, though. That's not his fault.
Do you think he deserved death because he was being mean to his sister?
Nah, he's like 16. You think he's being mean to his sister? That's regular.
I thought that he was gonna start talking, like he was just gonna start doing some weird stuff. So I'm like, to prevent this, he should just be gone. But the situation turned out right, so he could stay.
Exactly, he's a young boy. His dad went. He was dad now. His dad was in jail. Kanan messing him up in the head, having him doing licks and robbing his classmates and stuff like that. So
that was terrible when he robbed his classmates.
And then he doesn't want to ask his mom for money anymore, so he doing the licks and he getting money from the licks. So he good. He's stable financially, independently. So he ain't got to worry too much. So he's like, I'm going to just do this. He was corrupted. That's what I was for.
But I really admire the relationship that him and Tommy have. Like, I just feel like it's something great because him and Ghost really don't have that relationship. So that's something I do like with this show.
Right. Ghost was always out. Tommy, I guess. Tommy was on the streets, though. Ghost was always at the nightclub, partially on the streets.
That is true. And just in case we get cut off, you want to do any shout-outs real quick?